one of our favorite things is the testimony, because it carries such power, it carries such weight when we walk into someone's life and we share that. You know, today we've been talking since early this morning about this Feast of Tabernacles, the last and greatest day of the festival. It's the eighth day, you know, and this morning I was reading from John 7 what Jesus said, and that's literally the words on the last and greatest day of the festival. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said." So he throws back, you know, in history and says, "Rivers of living water will flow from within them." And in context, you know, there's millions of people. They've gathered. They're celebrating by doing the most unusual thing in a desert land. They filled these big, massive containers with water, and they're pouring them out. And they're crying out, saying, "God, thank you for your provision for us. You are more precious than the water." And when you think about that kind of a heart attitude, you know, we all go through hard times. I mean, there are lean times. There are those blessed times. And the phases of your life with children and this and that. We all go through that. But see, God is trying to teach us some real basic lessons. And that's, don't just be willy-nilly about how you celebrate Him or how you remember Him or how you give Him thanks. He wants you every day to enter His gates with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be in the street trying to worship Him, wondering, why can't I ever get as close to God as I want to? Because you've never developed the habit of a thankful heart. When there's other words out of your mouth first, you know, praise is a wonderful thing, but the Bible says you enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. So if you're not anywhere near His courts, you haven't even followed the procedure that He's told you of how He wants you to come into Him. Because when you have a thankful heart, it forces something in you. You know, it's amazing how an ungrateful heart hoards things. I think for most of us, at least some of us at our age, I won't put you on this battle, but, you know, our parents went through the Depression. And if you've known anyone, maybe grandparents or someone that went through those Depression times, they have a really hard time parting with anything. Even, you know, it has absolutely no value, but they can't let it go because they came through a time in their life when everything was so lean, it became so precious. And God wants us to develop, that's this Feast of Tabernacles, is about developing a perspective of Him being the precious thing. And, you know, for the radio station, you know, when He says living waters will flow out of you, that's a real cool phrase. I talked about a lot more this morning, so I won't go into all in depth of it, but that's the difference. That word literally does mean it's the word they use for a spring as opposed to just a well of water, but a springing well. In other words, it's water that if you dig a well, you've labored hard. I've never had to do that, but I've watched them put those holes. I mean, think of doing that by hand. But God produces a spring. He gives it to you. It's God's provision to you. And so the word literally in Hebrew is living water. That translate them. Most of the time it's not translated as spring, it's living. So all the words for living tends to talk about this kind of water. And so He's saying that this is what's going to come from you, that even in a dry desert land, you have a resource in Me, that this thing is going to come out of you, right? So when I was thinking about this particular time, this Victory Partner Days, we've been, for the last few weeks, Pastor Don and I and others, we've been sitting and just talking, and we've been talking about moving forward, just thinking, where are we going to? And the more I prayed, we were joking this morning, because last year when, was it last year or this year? It was this year. When we sat at that table talking about gathering clothes, and he said, "I really think we should go for a million meals." And I'm thinking, what? And because, you know, there wasn't in me that, you know, he described it as 20,000 bags of clothes. And I said, "Oh, well, now you've really gone way beyond my..." What?
And yes, they all shook their head in disbelief. And the next time I said I had an idea, they all ran in terror.
The room was empty.
Yeah.
And because it was such a... you know, sometimes some things are just way beyond our faith level, right? Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, the shoes certainly expanded our faith level. We were asking for $25,000, which I thought we'd never get. We got $148,000. And then the clothes, which I thought, you know, how in the world? And we ended up with these pregnant
trailers.
I mean, they were bursting at the seams because God was giving this increase, right? And so for the last few weeks, I've been asking God, you know, as we're going forward, what is it? What is it you want my heart on? What is it that should be burning? And did you want to jump in first?
Well, I was just saying, it's just funny because we started with the small containers. And we're like, yeah, this is what's going to do it. And then all of a sudden, God's like, no, you need the bigger containers.
Trucks.
Truckloads of clothes of how many people have donated. It's just awesome.
And what I loved about it is we couldn't watch it grow. Mm-hmm. We couldn't watch the increase. They were scattered all over the place, right? And so he began to say, you know, I've helped you feed a million stomachs, empty stomachs. We put a million meals in those, and 140,000 pounds of clothes have gone to West Africa, South America, Central America, and these things are just beyond. But he began to burn my heart. He said, "You need to begin to ask for a million souls." And I thought, "No, that's a big number." But you know, as I began to just pray over it and say, okay, I just want to hear your heart. And the reality is when we do something here, we don't actually do that thing, right? You do. We lay out and say, here is the heart of God right now. And when we started to look at this year, this Hebrew year 5777, that one, that's all about souls. It's all about God coming and saying, I am here, and I'm about to proclaim something, and I'm about to bring change onto the earth. And as I look at us, you know, there are so many lost folks, especially among the Jews, that if we don't begin to cry out, if we don't begin to put a demand upon ourselves to share our faith, you know, it's not okay to just go through life the way we've been going. It's not just okay to put that burden upon a pastor and say, well, our church, we, you know, it's okay to put the burden on every single one of us and upon this radio station to say, we are that kind of people that is going to see God move. And so when I look at this year, I'm looking at it with a very different excitement, because I realize that as Pastor Don, you know, he lives for souls. That's pretty much his great passion. But that is not the story for most of us. That doesn't motivate us. You know, we have lots of things we're doing and all this, but this year, this Feast of Tabernacles, I think God's crying out to say, would you just take a real close look that if I have living waters placed in you and you don't put a demand on that, what does that make you?
Wow. Wow.